And time once again for a Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison on this beautiful Wednesday, right, guys?
Yes. Yes.
Wednesday.
Nice hot day.
And a nice air conditioning in here.
You like it cool, don't you?
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
who runs the thermostat in your house then?
I think Teresa does. For sure.
Yeah.
You think?
You just go with the flow, yeah.
Yeah.
You
gotta. That, it works good for us anyway.
Yeah. I don't touch the thermostat at our house.
It's better that way, huh?
That's right.
It makes for a long marriage.
That's right.
Yes.
Speaking of marriage, how long you guys been married?
33 years. Yeah. It's going to be 33 at the end of the month.
End of the month.
Oh, this month.
Yep.
June.
Yep.
Got married
yep.
in June.
Yeah.
33.
Yeah.
So it's off to a pretty good start. Yeah.
How about our friends Glenn and Dee Rangans this week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 70 years.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Hats off to them. And
shout out. What a great couple.
Yep.
Yeah, 70 years. You don't see that too often.
No.
Do you?
No, that's great.
You guys going to make 70 years?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right.
That's the plan.
Absolutely.
I love the confidence you guys have. That's
well, nobody
great.
Else will put up with me, so he's stuck with me.
Okay.
Oh, no. Anyway.
Okay, well, let's probably should talk technology here. So.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, marriage technology.
Yep.
There we go.
Okay.
Well, we're going to take it a little easier, and it's summer. We're just going to have some conversations about technology and what has changed over the years. Computers has touched like every aspect of our modern living, I would say.
It's amazing.
Not a lot that hasn't been implicated and, you know, or changed by technology. So let's just have some conversation about that.
Sounds good.
Okay.
You gonna kick it off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of got a list to guide us.
Okay.
Communication. How has technology changed our communication?
Oh, without having something in your pocket, now you feel lost. I remember that first bag phone that I got. I'm sure a lot of you out there had one of those bag phones. They were awesome phones.
Cell phones.
And
that
it
came
in
huge.
A bag.
Yeah.
And you had to have a battery plugged in and all this stuff.
Crazy big.
Yeah. Radio station had one.
Yeah. And now you just, well, you don't even have to have, you just clip it on your ear or wear it on your watch or, you know, wear it on your arm, whatever. So, but just think how much faster everything is now. Remember when you had to mail letters and wait for a response and, you know, it just took forever. And now you just scan it over and email it and you get response right away. And it's, it's so
fast.
And
if you don't get a response right away, what do you feel?
Ooh,
stressed?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it hasn't relaxed us as a society, has
no,
it?
No, it really hasn't. We don't do any less. We just
feel like we're more stressed.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be, as far as communication goes, supposed to be better at communication, but we're really not.
No.
Face to face.
Yeah, right. But it is cheaper. I remember when I was growing up, we couldn't make long-distance calls.
Oh, yeah.
Heaven forbid.
On the dial rotary?
Yep.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
I lived in the Lewisburg area, so I had a 752 prefix, and all my friends were in Madison, and everything was a long-distance call. And I remember pointing to the wristwatch, you know, hey, John, you better get off the phone. And
pay for every minute.
Yeah.
We're on the call where everybody could pick up
a party line.
Party line.
We had a party line growing up.
Remember the party line?
Yep. You pick up the phone and somebody's talking, and so you hang it up real careful.
Or you listen.
No, I never listen. So
we're bringing
yes.
up some good memories there with communication.
Absolutely.
All right. What else got, Teresa?
Well, how about just banking and business in general?
Oh yeah.
Oh
That's
my gosh.
Changed a lot.
Yeah. All those record keeping and balance sheets and that used to be done by hand. Everything would remember your passbook that you had for your savings
book.
Account.
My savings account. I could open that book and look. Oh, I got $20 in my savings account.
Yep. Yeah, that's about it, right? Yep. $20.
It was collecting significant interest.
And so banking and just business in general. That's really where technology, I think, entered our personal lives the fastest. First was in business, mm-hmm. you know, and then after that, the home computer came after that. But in businesses, that's where people were using
computers. Well, I remember, in 87, going to Morris for computer science. And I told people, maybe someday there'll be a computer in Lac-O-Parle County, you know, or something that I could run. Because back then, you know, that was the...
Yeah, you built the first network at Lac-Parle Valley High School.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That okay. Was, you know, the,
that's
the,
how old you are.
You know, with the, you mentioned banking, online, you know, purchasing from stores and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I think there's not a lot of trust in those online stuff.
Well, and I don't know that there should be, because people get hacked all the time. And it's something, it's really something that the younger generation kind of assumes. It doesn't scare them that they get hacked. I mean, it's a hassle, but it doesn't, like, freak them out. But I know, like, you know, the older people are, the worse it freaks them out.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, let's say we wanted to get something. Let's say we decided we're going to buy a, what, a widget. Okay.
Yeah, well, how do you know which widget is the best widget?
Well, you go to your local widget store.
What's a widget?
It's a thing.
Whatever. Yeah. It's an example.
Oh, okay.
And you go to the widget store and you see the five or six you can pick from, and you decide which one you want. Or you could order one from a company without seeing it, but, you know, your friend had a purple widget from this company, and, well, I don't like the color, but I want this. But
you can research online, and you can choose from 1,000 different widgets, and, you know...
Is it shopping faster? Probably not the shopping part, but getting it. If we don't get it in 3 days, it's like, forget it. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so. Yeah.
What else, Teresa?
Well, we talked about schools, education. Oh, my gosh. Is computers ever in education, John? You work in some schools.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, how it's changed, too, because it used to be they would teach typing and, you know, you would do the typing thing, and now you've got...
Keyboard.
Well, but you've got young kids, you know, first, second graders that are using computers, and their hands aren't ready to type yet, you know. But they can.
Yeah, they're not teaching keyboarding like they used to teach typing so much anymore. It's, you know, they've got touch pads and tablets and.
Mm-hmm. And Google Documents is what most, you know, for money reasons, you know, a budget and everything, they have that. And so they're not learning how to use, like, Microsoft Office necessarily. You know, everybody doesn't know that standard anymore.
It just keeps changing.
So
it really has opened the world to kids. Do you remember writing a report and you had to go to the library and you had to get an encyclopedia or try to find a book and then read through the book to find some information?
Yep.
And now, I mean, it's all at people's fingertips. Yep. The amount of information that we have access to is unreal.
That's right. And speaking of education, you know, it's a big change there as kids, you know, for snow days.
Online learning.
Online learning now. Stay Absolutely. Home and never have class in your...
Yeah, no more snow days where you can just sit
down.
Yeah,
no more snow days. I feel it's kind of sad for kids that they don't get snow days, but yeah.
We used to listen to the radio when I was a kid, hoping to hear Madison canceled for today.
Yeah.
And everybody would cheer, but now it's all texting.
Yep, they get a text message. Yep. And,
All right.
How about medicine, the medical field? How is technology?
Well, telemedicine is.
Oh, telemedicine is huge.
Talk to your doctor video.
Yeah.
Or nurse or whatever. Yeah. Yep.
How about surgery?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you have surgery now, and it's very seldom where you're getting cut wide open and the doctor's hands are all inside. You know, they do these microscopic little things, and it's all computerized, and computers can actually do surgery.
Actually, I just talked to Dr. Brandt from CCM Health this morning on Wellness Wednesday about that same thing. Mm-hmm. He does knee surgery, and he says we don't cut the knee wide open anymore. It's just a little bitty micro incision.
What do you say? It used to be a week recovery. Now it's one day or one night
or something. Outpatient sometimes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yep. Amazing technology. Okay, we got a couple minutes here.
Okay. Well, we're not going to get through much. We're going to have to come back to all of this and do it again. How about, in addition to medicine, we've got healthcare. And I was thinking, so medicine is like, you know, how the doctors get their information and the surgeries and stuff. But healthcare, how do we access our healthcare? And you can go online now and you can email your doctor. You can, you know, see all your medications listed on your My Chart.
Yep.
You can make appointments and schedule appointments. You can research doctors. It's amazing what you can do now.
Yeah. It's come a long ways as in a short period of time. What's the future, John? You're the
prognosticator.
Yeah. Well, it's just going to continue to evolve. I think there's going to be some artificial intelligence, you know, things in the news in the next couple of years, strides in you know, finding out what illness you have and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so we'll leave you with this till next week, and we'll talk about this some more next week. How has technology improved our living situation, and how has it been a hindrance? How has it made things worse? I think we can agree that there's probably an argument for both.
There you go. Yep, a lot. Great subject again, Teresa.
She's good at that.
She picked out the subject again, right?
Yep. Yeah. She's got a way of doing that.
All right. Yeah, it's good to look back and see where we've come from technology and where we're at today. That's
absolutely
for sure. That's actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that next week, too, then.
That sounds good.
All right, where are you guys located, and when you open, and how can people get hold of you?
We are right on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank, and you can come and see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You can give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or email support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show. Thanks for joining us with the Rural Solutions Technology Show with John and Teresa Whitty. Join us same time next week right here on Q92. Rural Solutions, your local technology leader.